Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, December 11th, 2025. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
That's it, huh?
Oh, it's on a Friday. That's cool.
It is on a Friday. Yes, it is. It really is.
Well, you sound good. I still get nervous when you come on. Because I don't want to, you know, get your little shriek, little shrill that was on this sucker.
What's his name? Freaking Shriek?
That kid can go to cons now. Are you you the baby?
Are you Shrek? Freaking Shrek from Eastbound and Down? What?
I should have a discount con of a little, like... characters that you don't have to pay much for, like $5 a picture,
like that. Well, you wouldn't get Flo, she wouldn't be there. Maybe like the one guy from the Progressive commercials looks like Clay Aiken with a better haircut.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Jamie,
look
at Jamie,
and then the other one, you know, she doesn't like really doing anything. That girl,
you could get
it's like a Saturday Night Live cast on that, on those commercials, they're good. I forget sometimes what they're advertising.
You can get the guy from the Doctor series of Progressive commercials who tells the bagger how to bag his groceries. That's the guy you'd get. It kind of looks like, dang it, the comedian on Stranger Things. I forget his name.
See, now you're referencing things I haven't seen.
No, right.
What's the sucker's name? Murray. What's
That's
Murray's
why
name?
There's too many options, especially for television. Really, it's screwed up the American way. It has.
You Brett Gelman, that's it.
Oh, Brett Gelman, Paige.
That guy. Yeah, come on,
Didn't
Matt.
He play for Clemson, went on to be a Giant?
Who'd he play for?
That was Wayne Goldman, I'm sorry.
Who'd you play college for?
Who'd you play college for?
Now I want to know who these people
used
are.
Used to, like, you know, like Hot Lips off MASH.
That chick.
You know, she was real ugly, like on Esther, you know, something like that. And now it's like, yeah, man, she looked like Katniss. With a mix of freaking, I don't even know any of the shows to reference.
It's too many.
Like the wife from Don't Call Saul mixed a little bit of Katniss from Hunger Games. Looked like her. You remember her?
Yeah, I remember Katniss.
Yeah, appearing at Bargain Con this weekend, it's the guy who actually goes boom, 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 boom. He's going to be there.
Oh, wow.
We can't say, well, we can't reference what he represents because then they would want a cut of it. Farmers would want a cut. Not the farmers, but the insurance farmers.
I don't know if it's good that
boom,
you
boom, 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 boom.
Find this information so fast. The guy you're talking about, his name is Jim Cashman.
The guy who does boom, 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 boom.
Nah, the guy from the Clay Aiken-looking dude. From,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did you Google that, though?
I Googled progressive commercial actors.
Fat boy's sharing his Google prompts with us.
There's like a whole list. I'm trying to find the guy who tells the kid how to bag his groceries. Because those are the best ones with the doctor. Yeah. They're like, you know, don't end up like your parents. Don't do this or that. Because the other ones suck.
The ones where they...
Like Flo sucks.
Flo is she's just like that was the chair, I swear to God. See? There it is again.
You're good at it.
I try to move it again so people will listening, because yeah, I'm sure if they hear it, they always, oh yeah, he farted. But it really is. See? It's the chair. It's crazy. I'm going to start wearing corduroy and see if that does anything.
What pants?
Just jeans, but it's his leather that does it. I'm not wearing leather jeans. It's the leather chair. I would never wear leather jeans.
I don't want
as cold as it is.
To put on any psychiatrist or psychologist glasses here, but do you have a previous fart trauma that gets you to what's the term here?
Apologize? Pre-apologize?
Yeah, because it like I know
on the radio. I know it's. One or here, there, you know, every once in a while it's kind of funny or whatever. But if you're constantly ripping them, that's just, I think people would start to feel bad for y'all having to be in here. So I like to point out, I'm not, see, it's the chair.
Like, I know it's a bit, but
sometimes. Gotta be the chair.
Sometimes there's like, been a couple times where you're like mid-thought on something deep. And then you just stop and say, it was the chair.
Well, it's like, it's like being in you're on an old ghost hunt page like you used to go on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, paranormal stuff. And all of a sudden, you all walk up in the attic, and all of a sudden, you hear like the floor move or whatever, and none of you moved. And what would you say? I didn't move. Did you move? Mm-hmm. No, it was the chair. Look, the time I go to try to move, it don't work.
I'm sliding around in the sucker now.
Listen to this.
What are you even doing now? So
what is that?
It would lead us to believe it was never the chair.
Now they'll think he's been farting every single time.
But you know what?
Imagine if you had a dog who was crazy gassy, but because they don't have ass cheeks the way us human beings do. We don't have fur-covered ass cheeks, I guess. that's the secret. It's because they have, you know.
It muffles it.
Yeah, it muffles it. It's like having a silencer for your a-hole.
It is.
Which is sometimes. Probably something you could buy at certain shooting galleries.
My dog does that now. You'll be laying, like, you know.
Yeah.
I have a sectional, so we're laying near each other. And when she fires them off, it is, like, immediate
but
assault.
But imagine it was your dog and your wife, or, you know, you're just dating, you're not married yet. And she comes over, and all of a sudden she starts smelling these things, and you're like, dude, it was the dog. She's not going to believe that.
No, she's not going to believe a thing. She's going to think you have a stinky butt.
It's crazy. Because dogs rarely get gas unless you feed them scraps. Or you've changed them. Because they eat the same thing every day. So it's rare that they'll get gas unless they've eaten scraps or bugs or something.
There's a lot of people that...
Yeah. Something has changed their diet.
They make a lot of money off messing with their wives. You know, there was the guy in Asheville who'd shoot his wife with Nerf bullets or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's another guy who... will constantly fart on his wife. Ugh. And she'll smack him or whatever, but I'm like, this, dude, like, what's the bit? Like, I don't get it why you would, you know, you do it to your buddies or whatever, but, like, he's constantly farting on his wife.
Yeah. But is he really, though? You know, like the
I don't
the guy that allegedly farts into his grandmother's oxygen tank. I think after a while those have been fake.
I would more so believe that those are fake than this guy, because the way she reacts and it's just like complete, like nobody's that good of an actor.
There's this one guy that does this thing. His wife is like, maybe she's on like the local, not here, somewhere else, but like on the local news. So, you know, like she's famous around the town or whatever. And what he'll do, and it's always annoying when the influencer people do it, which I feel like influencers now are like an alien race.
Yeah, they really are.
Like, you look at them, and, like, you see them out in public, and you see them doing their stuff, and it's like, what are you doing?
They all think they are, too.
Like, you doing free commercials for Walmart right now. You really are.
Yep.
I mean, they don't pay out commissions, I don't guess.
So how many other people have tried on that mask before you have?
Oh, God. That just grosses me out. And like, just how many, even clothing. How many pairs of pants have been put through different bums?
They've taken the unicorn selfies, or the unicorn selfies already. Like, you know, you're the 50th one selfie. Today.
Yeah. You know, you get that thing out or whatever. I don't even remember what I was saying with that. It was something about you see people.
Influencers.
Out with
them. Yeah, they. Free pictures.
And
it's the chair.
Yeah, the chair. I'll get back to it. I really will. We were talking about farting. And then the farting grandma. And then.
Aggressive cast. Oh, flow farts.
No, it's too far. You went too far. Fast forward again. It's like trying to go back. I don't like the 15-second intervals on the YouTube TV.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I wish you could change that.
Yeah, like sometimes I want to see it like on a minute second, you know, maybe where there was like a nip slip on wrestling or, you know, something like that. You can't get right to that one little clip on the 15-second thing. Influencers, damn it, what was it? Ugh.
The way I know this guy's...
Alexa, what was I thinking about?
The way I know this guy's probably not faking the one that messes with his wife, so whenever there's a trend... He'll make a video of it. And there was this one trend where the wife will crawl on the husband like he's a jungle gym.
Yeah.
And so right when she crawls down his back, he's holding her legs and he just nails her right in the face.
Bless.
And he's holding her so tight where she can't move.
See, now that either she's in on it or he's that's CDV in a sense.
It could be. It should be. I feel bad for her.
So what the guy does with the famous wife, I remember now. You know how the influencers, they'll get their phone out and they'll do the... Hey guys, what's up? I'm out here at, I'll use Walmart again. They need some advertising.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm out here at Walmart. Check it out, the deals. So she's unaware that, and he's not an influencer. So what he'll do, they'll be at dinner or whatever.
Like, I've seen this guy.
He'll just pull out his phone. Hey guys, we're sitting here at.
She's like, oh my God, stop it.
Yes.
Because they're by the pool in one of them.
Like in the most obscure places. He'll just, like, they were at a wedding one time, and he like puts it up during the wedding. Hey guys, we're live at Becca and Tony's wedding, blah, blah, blah. And she gets so embarrassed. But after you see like 30, 40 of them, you're like, all right, they're really married. If this was really that bothersome to her, she would have said, cut it out, Tony. I'm serious. Cut it out. I'm serious.
I doubt this person exists. I would love to hear from somebody who did all this, tried to influence, make all these videos. And then they get a check, and they're like, it's not worth it. And they just stop doing it.
Joe's wife, though, I mean, she's like, she's a real influencer. Like, you know, like a real, seriously.
But how much does she have to do every day?
It's a lot of content to get that much.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know, like, yeah, I mean, you know.
It's got to drive you nuts.
The friends that I have that are influencers, that's what they do full time. Like, their video production is really good.
God, yeah, but you got to because we consume content like crazy.
Also, how hard is it to get health insurance as a influencer?
You might get some Cobra, right?
Or something. I mean, that's where the thing people like. It's such a weird thing. Like when health insurance, I don't know when it became a thing. I don't have a clue when it became a thing. But like that now is so. You weigh it all out, right? Like that's got so much to do with the job as much as the hourly rate or the salary goes. What kind of benefits do you have? Because if I get sick and I have to go to the hospital, then I need to know that you're going to help me out. Like it's such a weird thing before insurance. So it's kind of good because, you know, like, what did I say my hip surgery would have been? Like $90,000+.
That's just for one.
Yeah, just for one. Yeah, like Jesus. One hip was $90,000. So I had two. That would have been almost $200,000.
I'm surprised they didn't talk you into trying to do both at the same time.
Yeah, well, I would have told them.
They try to upsell you, you know, in hospital.
Armacita's not that kind of guy, though. He's really not. No. Any of the other ones probably would have done it. Frank's a good dude. He and his wife, they supported the Leo Center really well.
Oh, yeah, they really did. Armacita is on the medical center on Pelham, right, I believe.
Well, let's not give him a full commercial.
1929 is when insurance started. Baylor University was the first ever Blue Cross plan for teachers.
What year again?
1929.
Golly, fun, man. Yeah. So prior to that, if you, like, let's say you needed a hip replacement, and you know, back then, let's say it was $90,000 in today's their money, so whatever it would have been, $2,000 or $3,000. So it's out of pocket. Like, that's when people had to make the decision, like, I'm not going to get it done, and I'm going to, you know how you'd see people who had, like, forever limps or, you know, whatever, they just never got in. So, God almighty, man, that is, that's kind of one of those things where, you know, times are really weird right now, but yet, like I always say, they always have been. It's just we get in these little, we romance certain decades and say, oh, they were just wonderful back in the 50s. The 80s were great. Depends on what skin color and gender you were, for one thing. What part of the world you lived in, another thing. But 2025, going into 26, Living in America, which is a good song.
Yeah.
The great James Brown.
Serial abuser, though.
But well, very talented. Much so. Very much so. And
drug addict.
From Georgia. From Georgia, the state of. You know, with the insurance and stuff. Like, it's, you know, it's, I'd rather live now than I would have, you know, 200 or 300 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
100 years ago, 75 years ago.
Just for the entertainment factor. Like, what did you do besides go to whorehouses and drink?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, people would have come seen us, sat around and talk at a bar. We would work for whiskey, I guess, Aspirella.
Yeah, I guess.
We would do play-by-play for shootouts and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, would we have a spot? Because, you know, radio back then was like TV now. All kind of different sporting events. And
we would have not made it then because it was like actors, you know, like people like George Burns and Mickey Rooney. People like early Hollywood pioneers, that's where they started because there was no television. What if it had been the opposite, though? Where you start, everybody had TV. And then radio and everything was the thing.
It's so dirt cheap now to get a TV. Back then, obviously not.
That's
even in our day.
That's true too. That's another thing. God bless. Like, and it, you know, Paige at one time bought a. We rounded up to $10,000. I think it was like $9,200 for her TV she bought, and it was huge, big old TV. But like now, that's, you know, like $1,000, $1,500. Like, I bought a TV one time for $2,000. That now is like a $400 TV. I mean, you could buy it new for that.
I saw an old stand-up Hitachi yesterday sitting by a dumpster. One of those big CRTs you just on wheels.
Yeah, I'm like a big...
I wonder if it works.
It's like 3 feet thick.
You kind of wonder, like, why are you just now throwing this out in 2025? Like,
maybe it didn't... Well, yeah, I know. Dude, when my mom... It was the TV we brought from Poe Mill to where we moved in Taylor's. And it was one of those floor models that was made out of wood, you know. And it had the top of it had like a railing around it, like very decorative. So then when that one went out, I think me and my sister went in and got her a flat screen. And again, then a 40-inch flat screen probably cost $1,200 or whatever. But anyway... She just set it on top of the old wooden TV.
Of course she
continued
did.
To use that as a desk feature.
It became because furniture.
It was like, so it was a TV on top of a TV, but the bottom one didn't work.
My mom had an armoire.
It was lazy is what they were. I mean, come on.
You know the armoires that people used to use and they cut the back out of? My mom did that with her TV, so I have an armoire that I have to like put the back in and get it back into being a closet.
I know somebody that did that as well.
That's one of the joys of being a kid was going to Mutual Home Store, sitting in the recliners and watching the big TVs.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Get out of the chair.
I had a friend who had their parents had the thing that came down, a projector that came down out of the,
it didn't come down.
It was always in the ceiling and it had like the three bulbs.
That's
and I
cool.
was always amazed, like that three lights projected all this crap. But
well, that's just now got perfected. Like, if you heard somebody had a projector, like, even 10 years ago, you're like, oh, this is going to suck.
Now you can, like, do them off your phone onto, like, an inflatable screen in your backyard, and it looks good.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah. What? Somebody that used to work here was, like, bragging, like, you know, because, you know, they were about to get a projector, and I'm like, it ain't going to be good.
Yeah.
Because you got to, they're going to project it on the wall, not even the screen, but it wasn't true HD. I'm like, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Why are you wasting money?
Make a blurry screen.
Tell your husband to cut his hair. No excuse at this point.
Lord, man.
I have such a shag.
You shooting now. Which is better than it's close to what you're doing prior to the show.
If you look now, at the guys are so small, you could put them anywhere and they'll project,
yeah.
You know, on the wall, up your ass, wherever you want it.
The crack of it, whatever you want to do.
Up to the left?
To the left, to the left. We said her name a bunch this week on the show, and she heard it.
Uh-oh.
And she is going to come on the show today. A little, I think it's going to be around 8:25 or so. She will be on with us. And, you know, it's probably dickish that I'm not telling you who it is, but that's kind of the fun. Give us, you know, it's like Christmas. Give us a little bit of fun. Leave the magic out there. And we could tell you now, and you'd be like, some of you'd be like, hell yeah. Some of you'd be like, oh, that's the big surprise. So part of the surprise is not knowing who it is, but we've said her name.
Yeah, and the time might be important, why or when she's coming on. I just now thought of that, to be honest with you.
The time might be important.
Yeah. What if this person's waiting to come on until some, you know, drama can get going?
Oh, oh no.
Oh,
you
know. Oh, yes. Well, this person...
Right in time for Christmas.
have I assigned them a gender yet?
I don't think you have.
Okay.
Did I just do it and not realize it?
I thought so. But maybe I did and you just replicated it.
Well, you're not allowed to ask.
They will be on around 8:25 because we said their name a bunch. Oh, we'd like to talk to this person. It'd be great to talk to this person heard it. And we'll be on with us at 8:25.
You know, I had somebody tell me they don't use they, them, because it's not the correct English in the context that they, them want it used. I was like, well, that's a great freaking reason.
Like, because it's plural.
Yeah, like it don't make sense how they use it. I like that.
It doesn't. It's just like, yeah. Like partner. I have a tough time with that.
I'm assuming
gay. This is a business
like
partner.
If I met John Wayne, I'd be, what do you mean by that?
Hey, howdy, partner.
Yeah, what?
Howdy.
No, ain't Ooh. Like that, Johnny. I mean,
Marion.
What was it? Marion. Yeah, Marion's his real name. Paige, what is up in that plex of yours?
Well, it's not strange that Jack Nicholson had a stalker, but the strange ways is how he handled it. And I'll tell you what happened next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
How he handled it.
Yes. It's a lady stalker.
I wonder if that's why he went in hiding for like 6-7 years. Nobody saw him for a while.
Yeah, he just stayed holed up. He quit going to Lakers games. He stayed holed up in his house.
Yeah. He emerged really rotund and kind of sad looking.
He and Pacino have something in common.
They do. What, young children?
No. Like they just when you get to a certain age, you just give up.
Don't care.
As far as like what you look like. You dress like me to a certain extent.
Oh.
You look at Pacino now, it's all black sweatpants everywhere. Jack Nicholson came out of a hotel the other day, and immediately people wanted him to sign, and he looked like hell.
Yeah.
Like he just woke up and just threw whatever on.
But don't you feel the same as, like Sandler? But then again, like, you can tell there's a lot of thought put into that look, though. Puffy jacket, sweatpants,
Sandler looks weird when he does dress up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're used to you looking slouchy. It's like me going to like a business thing or like a wedding or something without a hat on. They're like, whoa, you look weird. You ain't wearing a hat.
I don't like going without a hat.
I don't either.
We're a different kind of hat.
We'll find out about the Joker, Prince. What? Jesus Christ. Okay. Jack Nicholson. That's him. Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio. Radio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our headlines are brought to us today by Gosling Electric. Well, Jack Nicholson had a female stalker in the early 80s, which is probably something that nobody's shocked about, but the way he handled it was not only shocking for him, but for people in his life. So at the time, he was dating someone, and his son of Jaws, Richard Dreyfuss. His name was Ben Dreyfuss. And a woman...
Oh, Mr. Holland.
Ben Dreyfuss.
The son of Jaws.
Okay, let me finish the sentence. And a woman named Jeremy Rain. And Jeremy Rain...
Son of Jaws.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes, Mr. Holland.
Yes.
And a woman named Jeremy Rain. And Jeremy dated Jack Nicholson in the early 80s. So Ben told this crazy story about what happened when they were together because he was dating Jack Nicholson's ex, Jeremy. So Jack started getting disturbing phone calls from a woman. And they weirded him out so much that he told everybody in the house to ignore her. And one day, Jeremy was at Jack's house when the woman showed up and knocked on his door. And Jeremy and Jack kind of freaked out, but they ended up in the living room with the stalker. And Jack told Jeremy to call for help. She left the room, and when she did so, and when she came back into the living room, the living room was empty, and so she went looking for both of them, and then she found them in the bedroom later where Jack was receiving an oral favor from the stalker woman at the house. So well, she was kind of...
That's all she wanted. You know? Jack Nicholson back in the day, he was pulling it left and right.
Yes, he was.
We're talking about... This is probably coming off of Shining, you know, China Moon, all those.
So if you had a stalker... That would probably be the last thing that, but it, I mean.
I've never had one. I don't want to speak for other people in the room that, you know, I don't want to visit certain things.
I said because of all that, all the problems with that, that I didn't need to keep telling that story. So there's really no need to. But yeah, it can be very problematic and.
So what happens when you got a hog?
Odd. Well, that's why I got rid of my bike.
Because the bitch fell off.
Actually, I have three hogs now, oddly enough. It's hard to walk.
Wow.
You might be down one here. Well, it's too late for that, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You would have done it by now.
Yeah, would have been done.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you do that in-house or?
No, guess? I wouldn't. They'd get messy in the house. Probably do
oh,
it
my
back.
God.
I didn't know if you could do it or if you had to take it somewhere.
Now you need a Christmas goose.
It becomes a...
Well, come here.
Come here. I'll goose you for Christmas.
Criven.
Give me a wet goose.
Oh, I'm getting goosed for Christmas. Woo!
It's like a... is that still a thing? People still call it that?
I don't think you have to ask her. Can I goose you? You have to ask their permission first before you goose them.
I don't think anybody's asked me.
I still want to get too old of a reference, and you know, like 80-year-olds are laughing, but nobody else is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did they just call that now literally what it is, a thumb up the back?
Yeah, pretty much. I think so.
Thumb up the eight double
It's
snakes.
Like the more harsh version of, and I don't like them either one, but... You know, you'd have usually an older guy would do this stuff when you're a kid or whatever. He'd lick his thumb and stick it in your ear. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what Slimy. The hell? That's kind of like if you had stuck that anywhere else, that's really creepy.
You know what's weird is if you got somebody who's got, they've got real thick fingers, but they're rounded off on the end.
Yeah.
Almost like the end of the finger is like a knuckle.
Much of a fingernail.
Or it's real fat and it's like shoving a fat finger in your little ear.
Yeah.
Oh, they in your
stick
chest?
Stick in their mouth first.
No, they put it like a wet willy.
Like what is? Yeah, well, it's like a wet willy. It is a wet willy.
They kind of turn it too. Like, this is gross.
Wet willy's probably now a rapper, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's something your sibling would do to you just to be a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I'm glad that's not a thing anymore.
What, goosing people?
Well, that, wet willies, we've really respected each other's spaces.
Yeah, like people don't do swirlies anymore for, you know, kids, which is, I mean, I'd be majorly pissed. First off, I'd think you're strong as hell if you could pick me up by my legs and hang my head in the toilet. I was like, you're actually like pile drive me into this porcelain.
Yeah, it looks too suggestive if you try to swirl somebody.
You know, used to, it's like, you put a little circle with your fingers, and if people look at that below the belt, you could literally, by law, punch them in the ding-a-ling.
That's
really weird.
If you're going to punch someone, that's a good place.
But a lot of times, you wouldn't be a full punch. It would be like a little love tap, slap. Which is...
Actually, I don't know if...
You get a little tap. Like that's that's very G.
Let's think if you punch somebody...
I don't mean gangsta.
Straight on, like right on the meatus is the clinical term.
Right.
I don't know how well that would go for you. Like, you might break your wrist trying to... I feel like your hand would give before the phallus would.
Well, I mean, it depends on where you catch it. Like, if you punch
like
me right
on,
in the forehead...
Like, straight on the, like, front.
Yeah.
Like, say I bend down to tie my shoe and you're trying to get funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look up and you see, like, a snake staring right at me.
If I'm going to punch you in the junk, I'm going to take you down.
Like, I don't...
But not on like wrestling where they do like the uppercut where they're basically like the biceps hitting the balls and your fist is going toward the crack. That's
now I see why you like wrestling.
No, it doesn't make sense to like I've never out of aggression punched anybody in the balls. It's usually just been for fun.
I've done it on accident, like
it was a gentleman's agreement.
Like, I am so sorry.
Yeah, honey. But those days are over with now.
How did Jacqueline get you? Was it good? When she hit you in the nuts?
I did. You know what? I'm going to break it right now and tell you. I didn't even feel it.
Oh, she's a pro.
Yeah. That's why she's in the Hall of Fame.
I think so, yeah.
I think she's in the Hall of Fame.
She's one of the original glows, right?
Yeah. She did a double, too.
Yep.
She did both.
She could have got the other one
a
little good, you know?
Yeah. Harder.
That would have been okay.
Yeah.
Take him out.
Yeah. Hard way.
He used them for bad anyway. What do you call if you, you know, you have a wandering eye? What if you have wandering nuts?
Oh, Lord.
So this person had.
You're probably unfaithful to your wife. They wandered around. It wasn't me, baby.
You're sitting down and one just rolls off.
Oh, man.
I'll be back.
I need that back.
I just realized here I was laying on the floor. Our floors are off center a little bit. I noticed I rolled this way.
I couldn't imagine.
All the times that guy told you he was messing around, he wasn't kidding. Like, oh, wow, you're really being serious right now.
Right, man, oh, man.
Well, you learn something new every single day.
You know what you learned? You don't associate with people anymore.
That's like probably a good idea.
Go to work and go home.
You know, that's probably what they're going to – there's going to be an outbreak of ball punching amongst young men in Australia since they got rid of their social media.
I never understood that with you guys. Well, not you in particular, but somebody that I work with, where he always wanted to tap people there.
Oh, your friends are gay, so that may just be like a...
This person claimed to be straight.
Oh.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
I didn't ever like it either. It was just like the 90s. That was kind of like, I don't know, it was a weird thing.
It was like a peer pressure type thing, I guess.
I guess, but like, you got to think about like who instituted that? Like who started? Was it a bully? And then it became
that part.
It became like a friendly thing. Like my friends, we'd beat each other up on your birthday. Not like bloody, but like you'd get around and wrestle and be a little rough and everything. It was weird.
Yeah, that is really.
I know Jackass blew it up for like a big second.
This was 90s though. It's pre Jackass. This was just meanness. Just like razzing people and stuff.
I mean, I've never hit any of my girlfriends in the junk. That would be kind of weird. Like,
well, it's not going to hurt as much as it would hurt us.
I don't know. You ever been bike riding and you hit that part, or like you play tennis and someone hits you there? It's pretty bad.
Bike seats are not made for men with any kind of
straight ones.
Gumption down there.
I've seen that.
Like for real, there ain't nowhere for that thing to lay.
No. The bar,
it needs to go like a little divot, you know, like for it to lay in.
Yes,
instead of laying on top of,
like the little beanbag thing for your bags.
Yeah, I want a love sack.
A love sack
on my bicycle. thank you so much, Fat Boy. What is up? Anything in sports? It's a weird time right now, sports wise. You were saying,
yeah, something big happened yesterday as far as the University of Michigan looking for a new football coach. Let me get one, two, three. I got five.
That was quick.
I got five big This Day in Sports Histories.
Oh.
That you kind of just want to reminisce and say, hey, remember this?
Oh, I love reminiscing.
Some big stuff. But yeah, the Michigan football job.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly opened up.
I guess with like AI and stuff now, they can like write press releases faster than ever.
Yep. Or they have them ready to go.
I know that like when actors get older, they already have those, you know, little packages already made. They're just waiting for when that person dies. Like, all right, we already got the package ready.
I guess the best example is LBJ, who already had the speech in his pocket.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. And for those of you from south of the border, we're not thinking, we're not talking about what you're thinking. No. His initials is LBJ. I'm resetting the joke now. LBJ.
Oh, yeah.
Aha. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, hello. So, this day in sports history. Let's start off with this one. 74 years ago, in 1951, he announced his retirement from baseball.
Joe DiMaggio.
It was Joe. Look at that.
Mickey Mantle's rookie year. They hated each other.
They did, because doesn't Joe blame Mickey for his injury?
Ankle, yeah. Stepped on a sprinkler.
Do you remember? Do you remember how many hits he retired with, Joe DiMaggio?
Man, I used to.
Because I think that's one of his accomplishments besides.
Give me the initials. I don't know. I forget.
2214. Not 3,000, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember who the first one in that club was.
3,000 hit club?
Yep. Was it after 51, I imagine?
Yeah.
Before?
God, I don't know. Man, I used to. Oh, yeah. I used to do the 500 home run club, but now that's not even like. It's like I'm a millionaire, and it's like now billionaire and trillionaire, you know?
Yeah. Millions, nothing now. Huh?
That, well, my God, I'll
take it.
Yeah.
It's like stuff leaves you. Also, 44 years ago in 1981, he fought his final fight. He lost to Trevor Burbick. He was 56-5 with 37 knockouts at the end of his career.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes, sir. 1981. 1985. Ooh, I got something I can play
remember
for this.
Remember his last – I mean, I don't remember. I remember it from history. I didn't remember seeing it live. The only boxing I ever watched as a kid was on HBO. It was the only place to watch it. But Ali grew a mustache his last fight, and he just looked – wow, Ali with the mustache. Strange.
Like that ain't him. This happened way back in 1985, 40 years ago.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yep. Super Bowl Shuffle.
I still haven't watched that documentary, but I got it added to the list. Hey, that's what I'll do on the Christmas break. I'll watch all the documentaries.
Yes, I'm going to catch up on so many docs.
I'll watch Puffy. I'll watch Epstein.
I just found out there's a new Tampa Bay Bucks doc coming out. Like, man, I got to watch all these. Iverson got a new doc out.
Iverson's already had that one, Doc, and that was good.
Yeah. So I don't know if this one's a little more hardcore. I don't know. Bubba Chuck. 25 years ago in the year 2000. Well, he signed the most lucrative contract in the history of major American sports.
Alex Rodriguez?
Yep.
Man.
For $252 million.
Put me
bucks.
On like remedial sports Jeopardy, and I would be the Ken Jennings.
Here, welcome to R Word Jeopardy.
Oh, the remedial. Oh, yeah. That was okay, it. That starts with R. Do I go to the final round now?
And 16 years ago in 2009, see, this happened 16 years ago. Hard to believe. He announced he was taking indefinite leave from golf to save his marriage.
Tiger
Woods. Taunt.
They did. Eldrick.
They divorced a year later.
Elon.
Tiger. You know, somebody brought up the, and I forget who it was back in the day when Tiger was like, it's probably in the early 2000s. They're like, look, he can't keep up this pace. His swing is so violent that it's not going to serve him. And he ended up having all these back surgeries. Yeah. You know, his wrecks.
Hairline recession.
It just shows you, like, we thought he was a lock to break Jack's majors record, and he's not going to.
No.
And if Tiger's not going to break
it. No one will.
No.
No. Not even Tiger Jr. or whatever his name
Charlie.
Is. Charlie.
Charlie Woods. Because people thought.
Charlie Woods.
I mean, when Spieth came along, like, okay, could this be the next Tiger? Could he break it? But now that really.
Or the.
That didn't happen.
It's the other one. He has sounds French. I can't think of how you say it. Deschamps, gosh. He Bryson, was in Happy Gilmore.
Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau, that's it. Is that French?
Mm-hmm.
DeChambeau.
Yeah.
It sounds like Rochambeau, which is Brazilian.
So we punch each other in the nuts, right?
Yeah.
So Michigan's looking for a new head coach. Sherrone Moore was fired because the university believes there's credible evidence that he had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer.
So Matt now, Stafford.
They're like, people are like, oh my God. And, you know, everybody, look, Florida, LSU, Auburn, they were looking for new coaches. They got him. Yeah. Nobody ever thought this job was going to come available. Now
no,
it is.
No.
Now they're going to fire him with cause. He's not going to get his buyout, which, look, coaches always sue for that. They ended up getting like a portion of it.
And it was within hours, right?
Yep.
I mean, that was fast.
And then he got arrested for an alleged assault charge the same day.
I didn't know that.
Because they're going to, Michigan's going to play Texas in one of the bowls. I forget which one. Which the bowls don't really matter at this point.
No.
Not to, you know, only the big ones. So Monday he was doing a press conference. You know, yesterday he's arrested, fired. So, like, this is a quick turnaround. That's a big job.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the top five jobs all time you'd want.
Like, what's his yearly salary? Like, pre, you know,
well, see, he
endorsements
was,
and everything. Is that published?
It is. I don't know if I have it, but it's not as much as you think because I saw it. And then he's not a big name coach, and he was only 2 years into his contract.
Yeah.
But I had a winning record. So this is a big job somebody might want to leave a school for. You know, they put a lot of money, Michigan, a lot of money. Plus, it's already considered a really good school, academic wise.
Greatest Michigan coach, in your opinion?
It's got to be Bo, right?
Yeah. Shem Beckler.
I don't know. Yeah. But you couldn't pick an athlete. There's no way. Uh-uh. There's so many.
Even by position, that would be difficult to do.
You got, you know,
even in their basketball lineage.
I think I got three Heisman Trophy winners. Maybe more. I know at least three.
Yeah.
You got Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson, and Tom Harmon. And I don't know what, maybe more after that.
Yeah, they're storied.
A lot of truth. But do you want to go work somewhere where they expect a lot out of you?
I don't know. I wish you could. I wish that there no, that's why we're here. I you'd think they'd maybe like do a deal with Marvel and like they Wolverine would be their real mascot. Like, that'd be cool as hell.
God, it would be.
Like if they had like their cheerleaders had like, you know, knives on their fingers and stuff.
Or like on the cool. side of the helmet he's smoking his fat stogie he always did.
Yeah, I'm Ted Logan, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hut hut, bub.
Old man Logan. Ew. Turn him into Macho Man.
Oh, dang it, guys. Yeah.
All right.
Look at that. Look at all that happened today. All those years ago.
A lot of stuff.
That was a whole lot. And,
whoops.
You know what?
Sorry.
The sports history will be, you know, things like that. Like when you say a certain year, I instantly, like when you said 85, first thing I thought was Pete Rose because that's when he broke Cobb's record.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Garvey on first base.
Chuck Hustle.
But now, like, you can't, that would be very difficult to do. Like, you can't. So much news, so much sports information every single day. Like, there's not those monumental stories really anymore.
No, the only other date that I, or year that I would think would stand out to you would be 1995.
Yeah.
Most people in the South, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
other than the 96?
I'll freaking never forget it. I'll never forget it. I was at it's not open now, but it was the Mexican restaurant on Haywood Road beside the Barnes & Noble.
Don Pablo's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was at Don Pablo's, watching it, and
yeah, my other brothers, oh, won the World Series.
What happened to that place? That's good.
It got deported, Paige. You really did. He's gone.
We got it. We kicked it off at Haywood Road, so they got to go.
Bye-bye.
He's gone now.
Aw.
Yeah.
Barnes and Noble didn't like it.
God, that was good food. That was.
What?
It was.
I wonder what happened to it. I'm going to look that up. I'll have you some information about that when we come back. The latest on Don Pablo. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.